Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. The first thing we'd like to talk about this week is a piece of legislation that would help those retirees on fixed incomes keep driving a little bit longer and a little bit easier. Talk to us about the vehicle registration discount.
Well, more retirees on fixed incomes would be able to apply for discount vehicle registrations under legislation that passed the Pennsylvania House recently. Currently, PennDOT offers a vehicle registration at a discounted rate of $10 to retirees who receive Social Security or other pension income that does not exceed $19,200 annually. House Bill 188 would increase that income limit to $23,500. The same threshold set for the state's PACENET Prescription Drug Assistance Program. The income limit for the program was last increased in 1998, and the bill now moves to the state Senate for their consideration. Additional information about the existing vehicle registration discount program is available at www.dmv.pa.gov. Again, www.dmv.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is another piece of legislation that was moving in the House this week, and it deals with restitution for crime victims who the perpetrator is in jail. Talk to us about what's going on here with this restitution bill.
To make it easier for Pennsylvania crime victims to receive the restitution owed to them, the House passed four bills designed to make sure criminals pay their legal obligations. The House would make it easier for counties to collect restitution, authorize wage attachment, require that any bail money be applied to restitution, and require that correctional facilities make minimum deductions from the wages and personal accounts of inmates. In addition to meeting restitution, the bills also contain provisions that would require criminals to also address outstanding court fees, fines, and other financial obligations. The bill now heads to the state Senate for their consideration.
And finally, Representative, it's Women's History Month. Talk to us about honoring women this month and recognizing their contributions.
To celebrate the contributions of women throughout the Commonwealth's history, the House has unanimously approved House Resolution 88, which recognizes March as National Women's History Month in Pennsylvania. This year's theme is honoring trailblazing women in labor and business, which recognizes women who have successfully challenged the role of women in both business and the paid labor force and demonstrated that women can succeed in leadership roles in whatever jobs and careers they pursue. For more information, you can visit the Library of Congress website at womenshistorymonth.gov. Again, that's womenshistorymonth.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.